Good evening. And Merry Christmas. How many of you are having difficulty with it being 61 degrees out? I have not. How many of you are loving this? I have to admit, we actually have talked about, and it might still yet happen, of sleeping out on our back porch tonight. Because when will we ever probably get the chance to do it? May never happen again. But I don't know. We talked about pitching tents, but I think it's going to be maybe rain instead of snow, and I don't want to deal with wet tents. But who would think sleeping out in a tent Christmas Eve? Sound like a good idea? Build a campfire? I saw somebody canceled their dinner and said, bring hot dogs, marshmallows, s'mores, we're having a fire outside. Sounds like a plan. What a great joy it is to welcome you this evening to our first of four Christmas Eve services here in the life of the church. This one at 5:30 is unique. There's another one in this sanctuary at 7 o'clock tonight. Or 7:30. There'll be another one at 9 o'clock up where we have Saturday night service, and then back here again at 11 o'clock. If you don't have anything else to do tonight, come join us. I will be here, but we want to thank all of the kids and the adults that have been involved in everything. And if you wouldn't mind, there's a red pad along the center aisle. If you would take a few moments and sign that so that we can have a record that you're here, and any other information that you want to give to us, that would be great. So welcome and sit back now. I'm going to turn it over to them.
We would like to start with a reading from Luke, 2nd chapter, verses 5-11. Joseph went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will appear for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ, the Lord." The Christmas story never grows old. It's still the greatest story ever told. Tonight we will present Jesus' birth using letters. The rhymes help us to remember the story better. So you all sit back and enjoy the rhymes he told by each girl and boy.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Loving God, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of Nazareth, from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary.
He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Please join me in the response in your bulletin. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
The Christmas story never grows old. It's still the greatest story ever told. Tonight we will present Jesus' birth using letters. The rhymes help us to remember the story better. So you all sit back and enjoy the rhymes told by each girl and boy.
C is for carols. Christmas is carols we sing with joy, celebrating the birthday of God's little boy. H is for hope. K Christmas is hope for the whole human race. Our hope is in Jesus who died in our place.
A reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. We have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, and especially of those who believe.
R is for receiving. Christmas is receiving the gift that God gives, Jesus, His Son, so that we may live.
This is my gift from God to you. Eternal life.
I is for Emmanuel. Christmas is Emmanuel, the Son's special name that says God is with us. That is why He came. S is for shepherds. Christmas is shepherds leaving their sheep to go see God's Son in a manger asleep.
A reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen.
T is for telling. Christmas is telling people we know that Jesus the Savior was born long ago.
Tell everyone that Jesus is the reason for the season.
M is for manger. Christmas is a manger in a poor castle stall. The baby who slept there is Lord of us all. angels. Christmas is angels filling the sky, praising the Lord on earth and on high.
Christmas is special.
Don't you agree?
And
For Jesus.
God's son.
Came.
For you and me.
3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life.
Christmas is that time of year.